You start make bing bong. Every bing bong, 2 cents. What you want?
You got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Vice episode
77.
Welcome to episode 77. Seven is my favorite number in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Because
why so?
I was born in the 70s and I was born on the 27th. Mm-hmm. And I've always been very fond of the number seven. Did you ever see the Seinfeld where he's like, Jerry, I have the greatest baby name. What is it, George? And he says, Seven. No, you never saw that episode?
No, I never. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a single episode of Seinfeld.
Well, nobody's perfect, right? Yeah, I don't know. I've just always been seven. Like, I've been drawn towards sevens in my life where it'd be like, because I do, like, Lotto 649.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the jackpot tonight is $4 million. I'm like, you know, I buy tickets as often as I can. Mostly twice a week for the last 25 years. But anyway. But when it comes up to like the jackpot is 17 million or 27 million, which is my champagne number, I'm like, well, I have to win, right?
Yes. How is that going for you so far?
You know what? I don't really feel like winning the lottery right now.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm there's a whole bunch of new stuff going on in my life. And honestly, like you'd think about like, have you ever had this moment where it's just like, yeah, I could win the lottery right now, but everything's going really, really well. Maybe next time. You know, maybe I'm good.
Can't say that I follow.
It's hard to explain. It's just like sometimes when you're down in the dumps, like down, like, oh God. And if you do play the lottery, you'd be like, everything rides on that number, like that Wednesday, that Thursday, because you buy the ticket on, the draws are Wednesday night and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. At 8 o'clock, and you wake up Sunday morning and you're like, God, let me please God, please, you know what I mean, because you got nothing left and you don't win and shit like that. But there's some times when your life goes really, really well, like everyone's good, man, I'm happy, like I got this, I got that and stuff like that, and it's just like you buy your ticket but you want to check it, but you're just like, I kind of, in a weird kind of way, you're like, I hope I don't win. Because I kind of don't want to ruin this good thing that's going on right now. Because, you know, as soon as you win, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to. It's not like it's not going to make things better. It's just I don't feel like changing my mood right now.
You're like, I'm good.
I'm good right now. I'm good right now.
You don't want to upset the balance?
Yeah, I'm good right now. Like, I'll take the money, but I'm not ready for the news of the winning. You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, because this is a natural, like, I usually feel like complete garbage. And now, for some reason, I've naturally done enough activity in my life to feel like I've earned. Like the reason I feel good is because I've done things to make myself feel good. I don't want to win the lottery right now because it's going to screw up this wonderful natural high I'm on. All of a sudden, I'm going to have to be. I'm a rich motherfucker. You know. Anyway.
So would you turn down a lottery win?
No, it's not what I'm saying.
Oh, you're just saying it's not.
Yeah, no, maybe,
right
maybe,
now.
Maybe it's like here's okay. Maybe the solution is that if you play the lotto, you know, you run the numbers, you bet on the ponies, maybe if the day comes where it's like, yeah, I could check this, but I'm feeling really good today. Just don't check your numbers. Just put it, fold it in four. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Stick it in your wallet or your front pocket and worry about it tomorrow. Because right now, I'm just going to enjoy normal, natural, endorphin-induced happiness. You know what I mean? My brain actually feels happy today. Why do I want to disrupt that?
Would you consider it Schrodinger's, Schrodinger's lottery ticket?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
It means it exists, it could be a winner and it could be a loser at the same time, and and you don't know for certain until you check. So it could be riding around in your wallet being like, oh, this could be the winner.
Well, I think, I guess you always have that, I don't know who fucking... fucking show donger is. I don't know who that guy is, but for the rest of us, it's just like, no, yeah, you're pretty much sure you're gonna lose.
Mm.
And you always have that thing in the back of your mind of like, ooh, why not me? Somebody's gotta win. Why disrupt, if you're already in a good mood and you're in a good place, why introduce that? You know what I mean? Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Have you been checking your lottery tickets, or are you in that good place?
No, I check them. Yeah. And No good yet. But
no good.
Hey, man. Like I said, I've only been playing them for like 25 years or so. But I figure I'm due. You know,
that's how it works.
Yeah, I figure I choose a different line of numbers every time. And there's only 13 million combinations, so at some point,
it's got to happen.
It's got to happen within
the law of,
hopefully,
law of averages.
Hopefully it'll be within my lifetime, because I do plan on living at least 13 million years. Oh God, imagine living 13 million years like in your current like state. It would just be like, fuck it, man. No, sweet death, come for me.
Yeah, they don't have enough vampire movies where the vampire is just like, I'm so sick of this bullshit.
I think it's perspective. You have to look at it from, it's like the whole saying of like, walk a mile in my shoes type of thing. Because we know our lifespan, it's like, I guess we settle into the fact of like, oh, I'm getting older. I might as well start settling down. If you knew you were going to live for like 1,000 years, you'd have a completely different outlook on the world.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like, cool, I'm going to party through my 200s and 300s.
No, I'm just a kid. Yep. You know, I'm 400 years old. I'm just a kid.
I'm just getting started.
I'm just an awkward teenager.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. If you were, yeah, what would you do? Like, say like a space person came down.
Okay.
And like said, and granted you, like they said, like just not a wish, but they said, if I touch your forehead, boop,
yep.
You know what I mean? You will live 1,000 years. Would you let him touch your forehead?
That's tough. I don't know if I want to be around in 1,000 years. In this economy? am I invulnerable?
You're a human
killed?
Being. You're a human being. You so can die at any time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
but
even...
if you don't die... Okay, but your aging process slows. So
okay.
If you're going to live 1,000 years, you figure like people live the longest to be 100 years old... So your 10 years is 100 years. So you're going to live, you know.
Okay.
That's your process. Like, we live by decades. Like, you go through your 10s, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s.
Whereas this
one
you would live by
your
centuries.
Your 70s, and then you start losing your shit, start shitting your pants.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen to you until you're, like, 700 years old. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you have a long way to go. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you got to consider that's a long time span of shitting your pants. Because if you got to do that for, like, 100 years, like your shitty years suddenly become like years.
No,
and years
but no.
And years.
Well, fuck, man. No, they're all in Did old people shit their pants throughout their, from the time you turn 70 to the time you turn 80, do you spend 10 years shitting your pants?
Oh.
No. It happens, but it's not going to, but you have to stretch it out. You have to understand, like, it's not going to happen. Like, okay. Picture you just turned 700 and you're going to shit your pants in your, in, and pretend you just turned 70. You might shit your pants at like 76 years old normally. So you'd be 760 years old until, like, you know, once in a while you started shitting your pants.
I, yes, if.
But yeah, but it's all, but it all makes sense because you're, you've wrapped your brain around having this long term everything. You also in your 30s, fucking, you know, what do you do in your 30s that is equivalent to shitting your pants in the 70s? In your 70s, that is. You also could party like fucking party hardy for like crazy amounts of time. You know what I mean? Like it all works out. Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
No, I would take the boop.
Yeah. So would I.
I'd take the boop.
Yeah. What would be the downsides of taking that? You'd have to watch everyone like through generations, like because you live 100 years per everyone's lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
That's like living 10 years per.
Yeah.
You'd have to live and say you died when you were 800 and say you died when you were 900 years old, like when you were 90.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to live through 9 generations of friends while there'd be no family. Well, family, you'd make family, I guess, or you'd have to live through 9 generations of people that you become close with, like friends.
Mm-hmm.
In your 20s, you'd have all these like young, like awesome people, like, yay, we're young and we're awesome, but you'd age around them and shit like that. So you'd probably have more than 9. You'd have like within 100 years, you'd have like several. Because you're aging slow, so the people you met when you were 20, when they turn 30, you're still fucking 20, so you might need to move off. Because when they turn 40, you're still fucking, you're like 22, you know what I mean? You guys met when you were all 20, now you're 22, they're 40, you might need to move on. So in every
you worry then about friends with kids.
Yeah, in every generation, you'd have to like go through 10 different life. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's crazy. That's super hard, eh? That's a lot of living.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of living.
But
it's...
it'd still be awesome, though. You know what I mean? Like, it would still be awesome. Like, if your 20s are 100 years, and for a regular person, they're 10 years. Yeah, you would totally live your 20s 10 times. Right?
Yeah.
So your life
consecutively.
So we're not talking about life like lives a lot like years alive. We're talking about life like just, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like just being just like experiences and life and stuff like remember your 20s? I sure do. I lived them 10 times. It's like whatever. So every decade you'd have like 10 decades or 10. You'd have 10 20s, 10 30s, 10 40s, 10. And by the time you got to like your 80s, where you were just like, in, like you were old, you're 80, but you're 800. And there'd be like people like, hello, Gladys, how are you? Let's go do some pinochle. You'd have to do that 10 times. So you'd have as many friends in your 80s per as you did in your 20s. And you'd have to be like old. Yeah, shit in your pants and old and shit. That's so fucked up. That's super fucked up. That's too much living.
It's a
but
lot
is
of living.
It? But is it? What is too much living? Like, what's the alternative? Just kill me.
Well, I mean, I'm literally just thinking of it economically. Like, it would be expensive to live forever.
No, it would be. It would make sense though because. If you're 20 years old and you work at Starbucks, you could work at Starbucks for 10 years and make whatever. Because once your friends turn 30 and you're still 20, then you kind of be like, oh, I'm moving to Idaho. Bye, guys. All right. and you move to Idaho, and then you take a job of whatever those 20-year-olds are doing, because now you're 21. Because every 10 years you're...
Yes.
Right? And by the time you hit 29, maybe you're working in some, like, accounting firm. But as soon as you hit, like, 30, you say...
What job do you get at 30?
I don't know. Fucking Uber? Whatever. Yeah, it'd be wild, though. It'd be a hell of a book. Be a big book.
It would be quite the life. Long life.
Yeah. That's funny, you know. It's funny that you'd said that you would take the boop, though, because I remember if we go back when we had the Ohio and Irish podcast, and we had kind of this, kind of the same conversation, and I think I asked you a question. This has got to have been at least 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
Where I asked you, if you could come back as somebody else, who would you come back as? And you'd be like, I wouldn't come back. I'm like, what do you mean? You'd be like, no, I'm done. I'm good. I did everything I did with my life. And you're like, and I was like, so you wouldn't just come back as somebody else and just experience more shit? You're like, no, I'm done. And now you'd take the boop. Wow. What changed?
I just want to... I don't know, because I still...
Do you remember that conversation?
I do. And I still don't know that I would want to do it again.
You don't have to do it. No, this is the same argument we had that the first time. You wouldn't have to do it as you, though.
No,
you'd,
I know.
You'd be in a completely different conscious, a completely different fucking idea. You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, I woke up, I'm Dave.
Yeah, I think if I was going to live forever, I'd not live forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd want to, like, treat myself like a sim, where you just, like, focus on, like, building up your skills and, like, certain things until you're suddenly, like, one day you're just like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm Batman.
Yeah, I guess. Batman. Well, that's you. Why are things screwed up? Okay. I don't know, man. I kind of like fucking being alive and having things to do, good or bad. It's kind of better than the alternative. You know, I can, when I go to sleep, that's when I sleep. I don't want to sleep forever. That's fucking depressing.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
As long as you're alive, you have options and you have opportunity. So, whatever. So, what's going on? How the fuck you been?
I've been doing all right. I've been like disturbingly sober lately. I quit drinking. I picked a hell of a day to quit drinking. At least for now.
You still sniffing glue?
Well, always. Okay. I'm not a Puritan. I decided to give up the sauce for a little bit, just because the last couple times didn't agree with me, and I was like, I'm gonna take a break. And this time I'm actually like, yeah, I'm gonna take a break. So I've been 1 month without beers and such. I headed back to the gym, been doing that for about a month, and as of 5 days ago, I've tried to quit smoking.
It hasn't been 5 days, it's been like three.
No, I'm keeping track. Today is day five.
Wow.
As of like 10:30 tonight, it will have been the 5 days.
Okay. Well, congrats. How do you feel?
Like I really want to smoke. I'm not sure what to do with my hands, and it's a weird habit I have that I need to like go outside and reset my brain. It's like an ADD thing, or ADHD, I mean, and where I'll just get distracted and like bop outside, and I'll do that for like 5 minutes, and then I'll be like, okay, then I'm gonna go do another thing, and I'll do that for a little bit, and I'll be like, okay, I'm bored of that, now I'm gonna go do this. And it was just like peppered where I would have this rotation of cigarettes where I would like sit down and play a game, and then I'd be like, okay, pause, go have a smoke, then come in, do a dish, sit down, play some game, pause, okay, go have a smoke. Mm. Or it was just this weird repetition. And so that's the part I think that I'm having the most trouble with, is breaking myself out of those weird, like, routines.
Well, yeah, I think that's the common thing of what you do. It's like your body, like I said, when we talked, like, I guess 5 days ago, I thought it was like 3 days ago, but what the fuck do I know? It's you. You said, I quit smoking. Like, I was like, how was your day? Did you quit smoking? Like, how was your smoking? And you're like, I haven't had a cigarette all day. And you were very confident, because mm-hmm. I used to be a smoker too.
I know.
And then the next day I'm like, how's your smoking? You're like, I really want a cigarette. But it's like I said to you, I said, the first day's easy because mm-hmm. your body has all these like reserved
stored up toxins.
Pockets of like nicotine and
delicious,
like, and all the bad shit for you, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second day comes and it's just like, wait a second.
Yeah, the reserves are gone.
Yeah, we're depleting.
Oh no. Beep, beep, beep.
And that, I always found that whenever I tried to quit smoking, it was like the second and third day where it was just like your mind starts going, oh, come on.
Mm.
Hey, buddy, come here.
Yep.
It's cool, man. Just have one. What are you going
to
do?
No one has to know.
No one's going to like you if you don't smoke the cigarettes, you know? But that's the battle. And I said to you, your body, your mind and your body are like at a war right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I always felt whenever I quit smoking several times. It was just like I'd always get through maybe like 5 or 6 days, and then I'd have like I'd find an excuse where it would be like, shit, I fucking banged my elbow so hard today and my boss was such a dick. You know what would fix this? Fuck it. Fuck you, boss. I'm smoking. Like, my boss gives a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've broken down. I've broken down where it's just like, I'll fire it up and be like, fuck, I can do what I want and whatever. And as soon as I fire it up, it's like, gah. And as soon as that smoke leaves my lungs and it's not this orgasmic, triumphant, wonderful thing that I had completely built it up to be, I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah, gotta start over.
Either start over or start smoking.
Yeah.
Because it's never as good as it is. You just have to fucking stop. I know I was going somewhere else when I started that conversation, that comment. But I don't know. I only have so many things I can say about quitting smoking, yeah.
Oh, I miss it, but it's a personal challenge to myself. Because I'm going cold turkey. And I was smoking half a pack a day. It had gotten that bad, so.
Well, that's not bad. Actually, that's probably light for full-time smokers, long-term smokers.
Yeah, when people would tell me, they're like, oh, yeah, I smoke a pack a day. Or, like, those people that are, like, two packs a day. I don't know how they do that. That's just constant, like, one right after the other.
I guess it all depends on your, like, your lifestyle, what you do with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I smoked on, like, a natural, normal, everyday kind of, like, routine. I'd probably smoke three quarters, maybe. Because mm-hmm. I'd smoke at work, too, like, in the truck and stuff. But it depends if I went out, though. Because I could wake up in the morning on a Friday, back when things were, like, moving, you know? And I'd wake up in the morning, and, of course, you go get your coffee, and you have a smoke. But I would never have a smoke. I would never just light a smoke. I'd always have to have a coffee with the smoke for the first day. First thing in the morning, because I'd need like I couldn't do like a dry ass morning mouth smoke. I couldn't do it anyway. But if I was at work and I was smoking, I'd probably smoke half a pack at work, and then maybe just getting ready to go out on a Friday, I'd have some drinks and I'd smoke, and I'd look at the pack and I'd be like, oh, I only got 8 like smokes left from that pack. So on the way out going to wherever I was going, I would stop at like a quickie and pick up another pack of cigarettes. So I'd have, I think everyone knows that they'd have like the full pack still in like the plastic wrap, and then you have your like 8 smokes still in the package, right? And then you smash through those, and by the time you get home at 2 o'clock in the morning of drinking, you look at your cigarette package. Probably in the morning you look at it, and there's only like 3 left, and that's when I'd wake up and I'd be like, like I'd feel it. Not at first, not when I was like in my 20s or 30s, but when I got like later in my life, man, and that was a scary feeling where you couldn't breathe. Yeah,
I've smoked for a long time, and I mean, absolutely no good can come of it. Like, I love smoking. I always thought that as long as I was in the service industry, I would not give it up.
Yeah.
But it's just, I'm fucking might as well, because I can't do this forever.
Well, you're going to die.
Yeah.
One way or another. Tomorrow, you could get cancer of the non-smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you could fucking be in a 10-year battle with cancer, fighting, and then you beat the cancer, all the radiation and all the chemo and all that shit, and you're like, yeah, I've beat cancer. You're still gonna die.
Yeah.
With smoking, you're gonna die. It speeds you up, but you could not die from that.
Yeah.
Because
it's a pretty horrible way to die.
For my sake, and especially with like COVID and how it like affects your like breathing and your cardiovascular and your lungs. It's like the whole world is like fighting not to get this COVID, which attacks like your lungs. Mm-hmm. Yet people are out smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. You know what I mean? It's crazy. And I'm claustrophobic. The thought of laying in a hospital bed, grasping for breath is the worst way to die for me. That's like being buried alive to me. You might as well put me 100% healthy right out of the gym off a 40-minute treadmill. Just fucking knock me out, put me in a coffin, and bury me alive. It's the same thing. It's just like that. You know, I can't. There's so many other ways to die. Horrible ways to die. Yep. But that is the worst. Not being able to breathe. So the fact that people know and they bring it upon themselves. And I'm not judging anybody, because I was a smoker, I was a vapor, but the reason I quit vaping was we didn't know a lot about vaping, right?
Mm-hmm.
It helped me quit smoking for the like third time, and then I vaped for a long time, and one day I had this moment of just like my lungs felt like they were like, I felt like they say in like on the news where the rubber band was around your chest.
Yeah.
So when you tried to take that deep breath, it would like, whoa, snap back.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking freaked out. And you know, you were there, and I quit vaping that day, and I haven't vaped since.
Nope.
That weekend or whenever it was, I was just like, I may have had COVID. You know, I may have, but it probably not. I'm like, it was probably the fucking years of smoking on and off.
And then just sucking on that vape 24/7.
Vaping, like literally like laying in bed, like before I got going to bed, like watching, looking my phone and vaping. Like it's just like 9 more vapes before I go to bed, you know?
Yeah.
And then as soon as you wake up in the morning, you vape. No. Yeah. So I quit that and my lungs feel better.
Good.
But I'm not a fool, and I know that over the course of the my life smoking and vaping, I've done damage to myself.
Yes.
I know I have. There's no way I'm getting out of this unscarred. But right now, I feel I can sleep well at night knowing that I'm not doing things to my lungs.
Not exacerbating the issue.
No. Yeah. My heart and liver, that's a whole other fucking kettle of fish.
And let's not even start on the prostate.
Mm-hmm. The prostate, the colon, the anus.
It's all bad.
Well, you know, like I said, something's going to kill you. Pick your poison, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to live my life. I'm going to be smart about it. I'm going to use common sense about living my life, right? But I'm also going to enjoy my life.
Yes.
And I don't think smoking cigarettes going out like for a couple of beers with some buds and say, hey, can I bum one of those and have a dart? You know what I mean? Just be like, that's great. But full-time smoking where you're alone, where you have to break away from your video game, like you said, to have a smoke, it's not a great thing you're in. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you can avoid that kind of bullshit in anything you do, you're probably on the right track. But don't eliminate it completely. Everyone's going to have bad habits or things they do or things that are going to, you know, lead them down the dark path quicker. But you don't have to go all in on that shit. You know what I mean?
No.
It's okay to fucking dabble and this and that, but
The problem is I'm not good with moderation.
Well, I get it.
Which is where I run into trouble, because I would love to enjoy stuff just every now and again.
Yeah.
But I'm not great at that, so unfortunately for a lot of things, it's got to be all or nothing.
Well, you know who you're talking to, right?
Yeah.
I relate. Yeah. But you're good, though. You're good. Like, you're smart, though. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're not an ignorant person.
I hope not.
You understand the hill you're dying on in certain things. You know what I mean? Because you'll think about it.
Yeah, I know when I'm heading down like a garden path where I'm just sort of like, oh, this is bad for me.
Yeah.
This is not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, you quit. You had to.
Yeah.
That's it. Why'd you quit? Because I knew I had to.
Yeah.
That's leaps and bounds above some people.
Yeah. It also didn't make sense now that I'm like heading back to the gym and stuff like that and trying to take better care of myself that I'm like still pumping poison into myself. That didn't make very much sense. So,
well, no, and once I think it's it's par for the course, if you pardon the expression, where it's once you go to the gym and you start feeling better and you start producing like good, you know, doing things good habits, mm-hmm. if you will, you start looking at your bad habits and you're like, eh.
Hey, bud, you got a spud?
No, fool, but I got a cool.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it ain't cause that I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same at a petting party or a poker game. Everything's got to stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. Now in a game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was doing me right. The kings and the queens, they just kept on coming around. Then I got a full and I bet it high, but my bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He just kept on a-raising and a-laying the money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. He finally called and then didn't raise the bet. I said, ace is full, pal, how about you? And he said, well, I'll tell you in just a minute or two, but right now I just gotta have a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette. The other night, I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 48 states, a hybrid uptown fancy little date. Now, she said she loved me, and it seemed to me that things were just about like they ought to be, so hand in hand, we strolled down Lover's Lane. She was oh so far from a chunk of ice, and our smooching party was going real nice, so help me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. But I give her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, Tex, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you just gotta have another cigarette.
So I quit my job.
I'm sorry, you did what now?
I quit my job. I quit my career.
You did? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel liberated.
Liberated is good.
Yeah. Because I was in a position in my job where I started 12 years ago. 12 years. I was at this with this company. And over the course of 12 years, most people are, who are with a firm or a company or some something, they are, the longer you're there, you are rewarded for not maybe, okay, even if you're like a moderate fucking mediocre employee, because you've been there longer, under the rules of fucking the world, you receive inflation raises.
Yeah.
Maybe bonuses, promotions, that type of thing. I was in a particular position where the longer I was there, I received decreases in everything.
Yeah. The fact that that was legal still boggles my mind.
Well, yeah. It is legal because there's a lot of...
I know it's stuff we can't get into.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to get into it. Let's just say my actual job description never changed. My actual base pay never changed, but the ability to make more money, to actually make a wage, it's like picture like a salesperson.
Yeah, commission.
Who makes a base pay, who makes a commission, then that's basically, or a server who makes like a base pay. Salary but relies on tips,
yeah,
type of thing. You can't, as per the like the structure of, you can't pay somebody less than minimum wage. You can't, but you sure as hell can adjust their bonuses and commissions and stuff like that. And I'm not saying like taking that away or reducing it, saying you were making $100 in bonuses, now you're making 50. That's not what they did. They just restructure. That's the term. They restructure it, and they're saying, and somewhere down the line, if you really, really crunch it down and do the numbers, you could probably make the same money you were making. But it wouldn't be every day. No. It would just be once in a while. You know what I mean? Because you'd really have to strike this perfect storm of whatever. So if anyone said, well, you can't reduce their pay, I didn't reduce the pay, look at this, if they did this and this and this and this and this, they're gonna making the same amount of money. But it's, but they know and I know it's never gonna happen.
No,
every
it's
day.
Never gonna happen.
So it's a reduction, so it's like a 35% reduction. So
that's wild.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's super backwards, it's super bananas, and it's super awful, and I hope the powers that be fucking just burn in hell. So after a 12-year career, I quit. I resigned.
Yeah.
As of last, because as soon as they changed like the pay structure, what I was just referring to, I said I will not go to work and work 1 minute for less than I was making a minute ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just do that to a person. And I handed in my resignation, and I feel bad because there's a lot of guys that I work with who are new to what we do, who don't know any different. They look at that new pay structure and they're like, oh, look at all this, we could do this and this and this. But it's just like, no, I've been 12 years I've been in this industry. I know you guys are getting fucked.
Yeah.
You guys are getting fucked. And I said, I can't do it. I said, because I have to look you in the mirror, you in the face. I have to look myself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And if I went to work the next day and just put my fucking tail between my legs and said, oh, well, I'll just go to work and do the same fucking work for less money. It's like,
no,
just put a bullet in my fucking head. You know what I mean? So I resigned and they accepted the resignation. I said, I'll stay for a week, but I ain't doing anything. I'm not doing the work I was doing. I'll, like, push a broom in the warehouse. And they're like, no, you can just go. I'm like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Yep. And so that's that. 12 years. However, there's still some irons in the fire in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super funny that for the last 12 years, I've been fighting that war. But I have a couple irons in the fire where I will kind of crawl into the belly of the beast.
Oh.
Where I will be nuzzled and nurtured and held warm and succulent.
Gross. ass. I hated all of that.
But in the meantime, I'm a gig economy guy, and I'm run my own. I'm, you know, anyone listens to the podcast knows that I do Uber. Mm-hmm. It was a part-time gig. Apparently now it's a full-time gig. But hey, man, it's a part-time gig between what's next.
Between jobs, yeah.
And it's sustaining me, like, wonderfully. And I make my own schedule, and I make my own rules, and it's wonderful. And I think if I was ever going to have a midlife crisis in my 40s, this is a really good time to have it, because I feel like I'm in control of shit.
Mm.
So, what do you think?
I think anytime you think you're in control of shit,
what do you think about the whole situation, though?
I think you are perfectly in the right place to say fuck you. Like, I can't imagine working anywhere and then having basically a couple days notice and being like, surprise, motherfucker, we're cutting your pay.
3 days notice. Yeah. They gave us 3 days.
That's unacceptable. And excuse me, for them to think that there would be no opposition to doing that, like, you're out of your mind. And I love that you leaving kind of screwed them.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because you were not well taken care of and not appreciated. And so I say, nuts to that. Get out of there. Yeah. Do your own thing and then find something that's better.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And it's not up to them. My bosses and my company have no control over, because we all answer to
the
bigger
big boy
person.
Yeah.
And I actually feel a little bad for my mid-management, like, mm-hmm. the people I quit. Just because they have, like, also, they just have no control over it. Mm-hmm. You know, I never wanted to screw those people, but I wasn't going to. Yeah, you can't.
You can't light yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm.
No, man. You can't. Say that again.
You can't light yourself on fire to keep somebody else warm.
No. That's a great thing to say. And it's just like, in the end, like, yeah, I worked. In the industry for 12 years, mm-hmm. but this place was just a job. That's all it was. And, you know, I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no wife. I ain't got no, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Fuck 'em. I'm on my own. The only person I'm going to screw over is myself, but it's fine. I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. And I can sleep at night knowing that I didn't. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So, yeah, there's that. I'm a quitter. When I walked into the office that morning, too, just on the last note, I don't know if we ever brought that dude up, the guy who called and...
Oh, no, I think we wanted to just leave that alone.
Okay. So anyway, I'm not gonna tell the whole tale, but there was a dude that I did work with who was technically management, who was pretty unprofessional and pretty shitty towards me on a couple of different occasions, but I just let it kind of roll off my back, although I internalized it and went fucking bananas with it.
Yes, you
did. I never acted out with any of it, which I could have. Anyway, the day that I quit and I actually brought in my I had like a laptop and a cell phone, just shit you'd get from like work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went in that morning, I put it on the desk, and I just said to the guys, like the management, because they're always sitting in the office, I'm like, hey guys, no hard feelings. Like, honestly, I meant it too. I'm like, no hard feelings, it's just business, it's just the way it is. I've been at this too long to get fucking whatever. And he looked at me and he's like, fucking quitter. And then he went, like the punch in the arm. But for a second there, he was like straight faced, fucking quitter. And I was just like, yeah, yeah. Because one wonderful wave of realization came over me was, yeah, I'm totally quitting here. And you're here forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's calming. Felt completely calm. Anyway, but whatever. It's fine. And then I've just been doing Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Uber.
Are you good gack?
Yeah, for like the week, and I've put in a lot of time. But the money is sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
I can cover my bills and stuff, and until the next thing comes along.
Yep.
That's great. And I love how in this like modern society there are those opportunities. Mm-hmm. Like the gig
side hustle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Uber and whatever, where you can just like, yeah, I need money in between jobs. I'll do this. It's on my own complete schedule till the next thing comes along, and you can completely like fucking pay your bills and support yourself. Yeah. And it's a wonderful feeling too to work for, because this is the first time I haven't worked for that industry in 12 years.
Yeah.
Like where I haven't woken up and known exactly where I was going or what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Logging into the computer, new assignment, you know what I mean? And all
yep.
that shit. And it's just like, it's a wonderful feeling to wake up and just know that if I don't want to work today, because that's the thing with like Uber and stuff, you don't have to. Nope. Like if I feel like shit, if I'm sad, if I'm
hungover,
if I got bad guts, you know, the
yeah.
whole bit, I don't have to call a manager. I don't have to, you know, make an excuse.
You
I
don't
just,
have to explain.
I just go back to bed.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, instead of like, oh shit, I missed yesterday, but I got to go to work tomorrow between 9 and 5. Fuck it. I went to sleep at 6 o'clock the other night because I was sick. I woke up at 4 in the morning. I'm just going to jump in my car and start delivering at fucking 5 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, you have so much freedom to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of like a fucking 10-hour day, you still make $250. That's pretty good money.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mother, I don't wanna take my medicine. 24 years in the gutter again. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Everybody's acting like they're all alright. I can barely get myself to sleep at night. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Yeah, they sent the tax man. I lost my job and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car and I bought a slot-off shotgun.
Yeah.
They sent the tax man. I lost my job and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car and I bought a slot-off shotgun. Rather be crazy than to take these pills. Sick of being okay against my will. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Ain't a thing in this world that I'm gonna miss. It's all fake smiles and leather jackets. We're full of it. We're full of shit. I don't know who to trust. Yeah, they sent the tax man. I lost my job and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car and I bought a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah,
they sent the tax man. I lost my job and you got hooked on oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car and I bought a sawed-off shotgun. I'm not afraid to die.
the tax man. I lost my job and you got hooked on Oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car and I bought a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
They sent the tax man. I lost my job and you got hooked on Oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car and I bought a sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah.
They sent the tax man, I lost my job and you got hooked on Oxycodone. They shut the lights off, they took the car and I bought a sawed-off shotgun.
So are you nervous about tomorrow?
Why, what's tomorrow?
You gonna go get your hair did?
Oh, yeah, yeah, haircut. I'm getting a haircut. Nervous is not a super accurate term. It's
apprehensive.
Yeah, I don't really like getting my hair cut because I don't like being like I said, I'm claustrophobic, but I also don't like being
immobile.
Well, you sit in a chair and they put this robe on you and they expect you to keep your hands and feet in the ride at all times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they move your head around and they push your head forward and sideways and backwards and shit. And I don't, it's a weird feeling. It's just, I have this feeling. I don't know. I'm kind of out of my mind and when it comes to certain things, and I don't like being out of control of anything in my life. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So, no, yes.
Am I going with you?
Yeah. Well, you live beneath it.
Yes.
I don't think I could really keep you away, could I?
No. I'll be there as a spectator.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, I talked to you before, it's like, my hair is long. I haven't had my hair cut in 3 years. Mm-hmm. So my hair is just naturally grown long. Picture like some feral man who is out in the woods, who lives in a cave, who just doesn't even know what a haircut is. That's what was me for the last 3 years. Through like lockdown, through like the pandemic, and also just wanting to like grow my hair, plus the uncomforting feeling that I get when I go to a hairdresser. So I just avoid it. In the past, I'd either grow it long and then I'd shave it off.
Mm.
Now I've gotten to a point where every time I shave it off, I regret it and I have dreams about like, why did I cut my hair? So I want to go to the hairdresser and get a trim.
Yes.
But I've always pictured myself going to a hairdresser that was like fancy, who gives me like a glass of champagne and like gives me the wash. We're going to shampoo.
Yes.
They don't call it washing your hair. We're going to shampoo and you get the massage and then you get the nice rag and the towel and the thing around and they, you know, all that bullshit. And I've always gone to a barber in my life. I'd go to Super Sam's on Gladstone, who I recommend everyone go to because he's a wonderful barber. If you just want like a fast, fun, entertaining haircut, yet a good outcome. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. a great guy. I went to him for 20 years. I went to Sammy. And I will again if I get short hair. But one time I went to him and I had long hair and I said, "Yo, Sammy, I need a trim." And he basically grabbed it like a fucking horse's tail and went straight across. Chop, 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 get the fuck out of my chair. And it was like this straight bob weird.
That's awful.
Cut. That's what he did. And I actually did that. That happened twice. And then I went to, because I've always had long hair in and out of my life. I always end up growing it because I fear fucking haircuts. I don't like the process. So I went to an actual salon on Richmond Road.
Okay.
And they were wonderful. I got the shampoo and I got the massage and I got the black fucking clothespin and the shit and the nice towel and stuff and the blah, 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 and I said, I just want a trim. And they had like razor blades. They were thinning it to make it look, because if you figure if you grow your hair long and you start with like a short haircut, Your top is going to grow longer than your back, but your back's going to grow longer than your top because your back grows longer and your top thins. So you're always going to have like layering and feathering, not feathering, but layering, you know what I mean? So it's because your hair doesn't all grow at the same length. And it's also coming from different points of your head. So if you go to a barbershop and he goes zip straight across, it looks completely fucking dumb and unnatural.
Yes.
And so I've always had my back up against barbershops. Yet, I'm going to a barbershop tomorrow.
Yes.
And I'm going to, I told you, this is my pitch. I haven't had a haircut in 3 years. I've literally let it grow from a short haircut, naturally grow into this fucking thing you see in front of you.
Yes.
I want my hair to look like I haven't had a haircut instead of 3 years, I want it to have it look like I haven't had a haircut in a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I don't want some fancy style. I don't want some fancy cut. I just want it to look like natural growth from a short haircut. But what I see on YouTube and what I see on like Facebook and social media is all the rage now is these fucking barbershops where they have like their little clippers and they don't even use scissors anymore. It's like, and they do all that squaring off on the side and they cut the bangs across and their beards and they fucking wax each other's noses and they fucking like dental floss their eyebrows and all that bullshit. It's like you literally look like a mannequin or a fucking robot. Like, I just want a haircut. I want a haircut. Good old-fashioned haircut. I swear to God, if I walk into that place and they turn those clippers on, like, near my head and start, like, trying to, like, square off, like, my beard or my, like, eyebrows or something like that, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to say, this was a fucking mistake. You guys have no idea what the fuck you're doing. All you understand is fucking robot making. You make robots. I'm sure they're wonderful people. I'm just freaking out.
It's going to be okay.
Like, why can't I just go in there and ask for a fucking trim? Why they got to trim my eyebrows?
Literally nothing has happened yet. It's going to be fine.
I should cancel and book, like I said, what I want from a hairstylist is like a middle-aged lady with like who smokes cigarettes or like a really gay man. That's who I want to cut my hair.
Go to the salon in Billings Bridge.
Are they good?
The one up top. I used to go to them all the time. And it's got that mix of like genders and ages and shit like that.
Because I asked you this yesterday and you didn't answer. Is unisex an actual term still?
I believe so.
And what does it mean though? Like boys or girls?
It
men or women?
No, unisex just means all like it could be for any gender.
Because my biggest fear was like, because I said I wanted to find a salon, and I said, find me a salon, and you were looking on the internet, and we were looking, but my biggest fear is like, and I'm going to be honest, and I said this to you last night, and I don't want you to be uncomfortable with saying this, but finding like a salon that got 5 stars, and it's like, it's called like fucking Superstar Salon, and I book an appointment, and I go in, and it's full of like women, like all women.
Yeah.
Doing like hair extensions, and dyes and foil, and
that's what you get at a lot of salons.
What? And then the guy walks in and you become that the oh, look who's here today. You know what I mean? I want like people who are, I want like a punk rock place that is decent. That girl, why can't I go to that place? The hair today, dye tomorrow.
You can go there if you are willing to pay. Cuz you that place you pay by the length. And you have long hair, so you're going to pay anywhere between like $60 and $85.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, trust me, if you go to a salon, you're going to pay for a salon. That's the rough part about having long hair and getting it cut, is it is expensive.
Well, I asked you, we could look at YouTube.
I do not trust myself cutting your hair.
Maybe I'll cut my own goddamn hair then.
I'm fine with dyeing your hair, but I'm not going to cut your hair.
Fucking bullcrap, because I just want it done. I want it like trimmed so I don't ever have to think about it again. Like, well, until the next time. Like, but like you don't understand, you don't, well, maybe you do, but you don't understand how since I've decided to actually go forward with a haircut, it's like consumed my mind. When you ask, like, are you like worried about it? No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just like consumed by it. Because you must do it right. Because you're going into a place and saying, cut shit off of my body.
Yes.
What's not to be serious about that? What's not to like be
it
concerned
grows
about
back.
That shit? Whatever. You still have to, you know, you're trusting these people and you're paying these people like money to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyway, whatever.
You're going to be very dashing.
Yeah, we'll see how tomorrow goes. because like I said, before I would just like shave it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, I don't want to do that because I want to keep my hair like nice and long and lengthy.
Yeah.
But not like as long as it is now because it's too long mm-hmm. and it's annoying. Yeah, sorry, we went a little long tonight. We try to keep these motherfuckers within like an hour, but sometimes we lose our train of thought.
Sometimes we prattle.
Yeah. So, now that what I touched on earlier, now that I only have like one job, which I kind of control, I want to really start focusing on scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
And Mondays are going to be the actual podcast day for what we do. And I've already contacted a couple of people and we're going to try and get Ego and Vice back on track with mm-hmm. like local stuff. And, me and Steph are always going to be here to do Ego and Vice. And when we have guests in, they will help us out with some, you know, just mm-hmm. having conversations and stuff. But I might, punch in here and there.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Just because that was always what I used to do when Ego and Vice was first started. And it made me feel good because it was an outlet for me. Because I don't use social media that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have this platform to fully explain myself. I find it's very hard to say what you're trying to say in a Facebook post. That's mm-hmm. why I don't do it. But I feel like I can flesh it out here.
Yes.
Once in a while. But I also won't, you know, overdo that either. So anyway,
dear diary.
I think next Monday we are gonna have Steve Sommerin from Holy Hi-Fi.
Hot damn.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk to him. And the funny thing is about Steve is that I've been on the hook for him for probably since before the pandemic, because he was my next He was my next guest before everything went to shit, before the world
beans.
Exploded. So he's been waiting patiently.
You've had him on hold this whole time?
This whole time. And now, now we're finally going to get that done. So, yeah, well, when he's on, we're going to talk about where he came from, what he does, what he's doing, his band, where he's going, how his life was throughout the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Ego and Vice will come back to its once... you know,
glory days,
not glory, just more informative ways
mm.
of local businesses, local talent, local acts, local people that you want to know more about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you're sick to death of hearing our everyday bullshit about everyday bullshit. You know?
Yeah.
There's lots of podcasts for that, but let's talk about somebody else for a change.
That sounds like a good idea.
Okay. So, anyway, until next Monday. Well, I don't know when they're going to drop. There's no real schedule for when they're going to drop. It's all about editing, and I do that too. So, anyway. But until the next time, this is episode 77 of Ego and Vice. You can find us at Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, wherever you want to find your, I don't know, your streamable things.
Mm-hmm.
Or wherever you listen to music. You can also get in contact with us at egoandvice@gmail.com. But until then, my name is Mike.
My name is Steph.
And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.